raids, and the best way to outpace your enemy is to know them inside and out. For many traders, the strongest emotional triggers occur because they believe that correctly executing on a plan should lead to success 100% of the time. This stems from a misunderstanding of what considering a plan successful actually means. When it comes to options trading, a successful plan is one that hovers around a 60% success rate. This means that the scheme is extremely likely to turn a profit in the long run, but a full 40% of the time it is used will end in failure. Losses are an unavoidable part of the investment process, as risk is what ultimately leads to profit. If every investment were a guaranteed success, no one would bet against it, and there would be no chance for a profit. To mitigate these feelings, it is important to understand that a good trade is not one that made money, but rather one that followed your system to the letter. You need to focus exclusively on your long-term results and treat everything else as meaningless noise. This means you will want to wait at least a month between periods where you update your plan, as anything less isn't going to provide you with enough details to make changes effectively. A significant moment in your evolution as an options trader will be the moment you can see why the trader who struck it rich after a few random trades is less successful than a trader with a few different plans that are always executed on properly, no matter what. Remember, an effective trader is a selective trader. Additionally, it is important to view options trading as a marathon rather than a sprint. With this fact in mind, it will be much easier for you to consider unsuccessful trades as a learning experience rather than an abject failure. This will then make it easier to keep emotions out of the equation, a feat that will become even easier with practice. Understand that sometimes it's okay to do nothing. Another negative mindset that many traders foster hinges on the idea that they always need to be trading. The reality is that inaction can be just as profitable as an extended trading day if the conditions are right. As long as you are not the writer of an option, then creating a put or call doesn't force you to take any specific action if things don't work out in your favor. This fact may seem obvious, but when thought about logically, it becomes difficult to put theory into practice when there is money on the line. This is why it is important to include situations where not going through with a trade is the right choice in the system that you decide to use. Once again, as long as you listen to the system that you created when your mindset was at its best, you have the potential to become an expert options trader. One of the most important things you need to wean out of your trading habits is jumping into trades without thinking them through entirely. Getting into the habit of picking and choosing the best trades for your system will help you become a professional when it comes to separating the wheat from the chaff. Knowing how to do this will contribute to ensuring that you are not just getting lucky now and then when it comes to making trades. The same goes for getting out of a trade that turns sour, as sticking with it and hoping things turn around is one of the easiest ways to lose your shirt. The best choice is always going to be letting the trade in question speak for itself, and if the trade doesn't go the way you expect, use that as an opportunity to learn for next time. Put more value on patience. Patience is one of the most important and most difficult things for many traders to learn. This is because sitting idly by with money on the table is such a difficult skill to master. Luckily, like all skills, it can be improved with practice. In order to perfect this skill, it is important to internalize the fact that the market isn't always making big moves, even at times of peak volatility. A useful way of helping yourself learn patience is by never focusing on just one trade at a time. Keeping your options open makes it easier to put each trade in perspective and prevent any one trade from artificially inflating its importance in your mind. This is not to say that the individual trades should be treated flippantly. Rather, you need to consider each trade in a perspective that takes the entirety of your goal into account. Additionally, this means that you are going to want to come to terms with the fact that there will be some days where there just isn't much going on. Overtrading can be just as damaging to your bottom line as not trading enough or making bad trades, especially if your transaction fees are higher than you might prefer. To help cultivate the right mindset, you are going to want to set either monthly or weekly profit goals, as opposed to daily trading goals. Setting daily goals will likely cause you to make erratic trades at the end of the day as you strive to meet your